Louisiana, 71307, or call us at 318-561-0064 and leave a message. Join us next Saturday at 12:15 p.m.
FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Minister Mildred Townsend.
And you're now tuned in to Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT. Sit back and enjoy the Word of God.
Well, praise the Lord. God bless you, each and every one. We're excited, and as a matter of fact, we want you to know that Moments of Inspiration Ministry, Bishop Kenny Townsend and Lady Mildred Townsend, are excited about our new time. That's right. We'll be coming on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. So keep your radio dial set to 88.1 for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, at 12:30 on Saturdays. You'll be glad you did. We're looking forward to seeing you at 12:30 Saturdays for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, with Bishop Kenny and Minister Mildred Townsend, right here on KAYT 88.1 FM.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, everybody. This is the Moments of Inspiration Outreach Ministry. We're just so glad and blessed to be here today. We are blessed and blessed and blessed. And we thank and praise God, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it.
Amen. And I tell you what, you're not tuned in a moment too soon. That's right. Get on the phone. Call a friend. Call a neighbor. Tell them that Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, is now on the air with Bishop Kenny and Minister Mildred Townsend right here on KAYT 88.1 FM. You've already heard the schedule. That's right. Moments of Inspiration will now be coming on at 12:30 p.m. on a Saturday, a beautiful Saturday afternoon. And yes, truly, we can say, Minister Mildred, this is the day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice. We're going to be glad in it. Amen. Lord. We're just going to give God praise, glory, and honor for all that he has done. Because when we look around, as one songwriter put it this way, Minister Mildred, he said, when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, yes. I praise God for saving me. Amen. And yes, I tell you what, I'm just excited. Amen. What God is doing. I'm excited about all the things that he's done, all the things that he's continuously doing. Amen. What about you, Minister Mildred?
Amen. I'm excited. I am excited. And I love to be in the presence of the Lord. Amen. And I just thank and praise God because I am excited.
Praise God. Well, I tell you what, brothers and sisters, amen. We just want to say a big old hearty God bless you. Amen. We have been in the arena of marriage and the family.
Yes.
We're going to continue to be in the arena of marriage and the family. That is an institution, amen,
yes,
that is styled just like the church. That's
yes,
right. Remember, the Bible says that Christ is coming back for his bride.
Mm.
Amen. And that bride must be without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, or any such thing. Amen. Mm. In other words, amen, that it can't be perpetrated. It can't be faked. You know how some people want to fake it till you make it? Uh-uh. Mm. It won't be that way. You can ask the five foolish virgins. They tried to fake it until they made it, Minister Mildred. But when it was all said and done, they did not get to make it when the bridegroom came. What about you, brothers and sisters? Amen. Will you be ready? Will your name stay written in the Lamb's Book of Life? There are things that you can do that can possibly get your name blotted out
yes,
of the Lamb's Book of Life. Bishop Townsend, that ain't so. Well, I tell you what. The Bible even speaks about that there were men that walked with these certain apostles and certain disciples. Amen. And I'll give you one by the name of Demas. Amen. Demas was a man that was well skilled in the word. He was
yes,
filled with the Holy Ghost. He spake with tongues. He prophesied. Amen. He was skilled in the word. He walked with Paul. But then Paul's heart got broken later on, Minister Mildred, and said, having loved this present world or the world system, Demas has gone back into the world.
Yes.
You know, Minister Mildred, many people, amen, are sitting right up in the church, but their mind is still become worldly.
Yes.
Amen. They have began to exercise things of the world as opposed to the things of God because the popularity, amen, and the prestige and glory and honor is not happening fast enough. So they begin to incorporate things of the world back into their solemn assembling, trying to get themselves, amen, high and mighty in the minds of men and in the hearts of people. But Jesus said one thing. He said, the way up is down.
Yes.
Amen. If we humble ourselves.
Yes, Lord.
In due season, God said that he would exalt us. But Bishop Townsend, exalt us how? Well, we're glad you asked that question. We're going to be getting to that in just a minute. But right now, we're going to ask Minister Mildred, did you share a scripture with us already, Minister Mildred?
And, no, I didn't.
All right. Share a scripture with us, and we're going to open up in prayer in Jesus' name.
Keep my commandments and live, and my law as the apple of thine eye. Bind them upon thy fingers. Write them upon the table of thine heart. Heavenly Father, we just thank you today. Lord God, we come to you again, thanking you and praising you yet for this beautiful day that you've made. Lord, we thank you because there's nobody like you. Lord God, we can search the whole world over and can't find nobody like you. Lord, we thank you for this opportunity once again to come before your people, God, praying, God, that you would just give us what to say, God, that you will be glorified in the name of Jesus. And Lord, look on the bereaved today. I've never heard of so many people that we even know personal, Lord, that has gone on, Lord God. But Lord, have mercy upon the families today. One, Bishop Cotton there in Chula, Mississippi. We're praying, God, that you would just be with the family throughout the day. We ask you to look on the Sims family that
yes,
we know.
Yes,
Lord, we're asking you to, for so many others that we don't know, Lord
oh,
God.
Yes.
That you will comfort them this day, Lord
right
God.
Now, Lord.
In the mighty name of
in
Jesus.
The name
only
of Jesus.
You are able to do above all.
Yes,
that
Lord.
We can even think or even ask, Lord God. Mm. In the mighty name of Jesus. Have your way today, God.
Thank you,
in
Lord.
Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Amen. As Minister Mitchell said, amen, there is there is sickness in the land, amen, but there's also healing in the land.
Yes.
There's death in the land, but there's also life
yes,
in
is.
The land.
Thank
praise
God.
Be to God. And one of the things, amen, that I can honestly tell God's people, the words tells us, amen, in the book of Matthews, amen, by thy words
thank
thou
Jesus.
Art justified, and by thy words thou art condemned.
Condemned.
Brothers and sisters, primarily those of you that know the Lord Jesus Christ, it is high time, amen, that you learn to speak the word in your
yeah,
life.
Too.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm telling you, it's time to put away the superstitions. It's time to put away, amen, the old wives' tales and the
yes.
old folk tales, amen, that have bombarded our mentality for a long time. Amen. One of the things I can tell you is this, amen. Sweet and bitter water don't come from the same well, Minister.
All
Mildred.
Right, all right.
Amen. And as people of God, amen, we've got to learn, amen, to speak the things that are pleasing in the sight of the Lord. As we said before, amen, we just thank and praise God for all of our supporters, those of you, amen,
yes.
that have even made the transition with us. You once used to hear us come on at 4 o'clock, amen, but we made the transition to come on at 12:30 on Saturdays, amen. And I believe that is for even your good pleasure because many
yes.
of you, amen, before you get out in the in that hot sun, amen, many of you kind of wait, amen, before the sun goes down and you kind of wait until the late evening to go out. And so many of you probably would miss us anyway. But while that sun is hitting high tide,
yes.
amen, it hits its highest point sometime around between 12 and 1 o'clock and 1 and 2 o'clock. So we're on now. That means that you're still glued at that radio. And amen.
Yes.
And we want to let you know, Minister Mildred and myself, we are praying for you. Amen. We haven't got to the point where we open up that prayer line, but yet and still, amen, when we do decide to open it up, we know, amen, that we have you in mind. But, amen, we have brothers and sisters all over the continental United States that have stood with us in prayer, and we thank and praise God for
amen.
All of them. Those of you that are listening via the internet, KAYTFM.com, we thank you. Amen. We just send a high five out to all of you, all of our supporters. Amen. Those of you that support us, amen, monetarily. Those of you that support us, amen, with your prayers. Those of you support us with your acknowledgments. Amen. Minister Miller, anybody in particular you want to say? Or amen?
Yes, I definitely would like to say God bless you to Sister Nico Jackson.
Minister Nico Jackson.
Minister Nico Jackson. Amen.
Uh-huh.
Over there in Annapolis, Indiana. We want to say God bless you. We thank you. We got your blessings on this past week. We want to say God bless you. We love you with the love of the Lord. We want to say thank you to Brother Marco Yeggs out of Lawton, Oklahoma.
Oklahoma City.
Okay, Oklahoma City.
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Uh-huh.
Used to be Lawton.
Used to be.
Okay. So we want to say thank you to you that we love you with the love of the Lord. Amen. And Sister Lou Kelly Lott, we got your blessing on this week, and we just want to say thank you from the bottom of our heart. Truly, we just thank God for all of you that really it's just a blessing, and we know it's God that touches your heart to do what you do, and we just want to thank you from the bottom of our heart.
Amen. And again, also, if the Lord is laying on your heart, amen, to be a part in this broadcast ministry, amen, you can do that. You can write us at 111 Cloverdale Road, Natchez, Mississippi, 39120. Also, we'd love to have you come visit with us. We have service every Sunday starting at 11 o'clock a.m. Morning service starts at 11. Sunday school starts at 10 o'clock a.m. We have a Spirit-filled Bible class every Wednesday at 7 o'clock. And we have corporate prayer on Mondays at 7 o'clock and noonday prayer every day at 12 o'clock noon. Also, amen, we have a international prayer line that you can join us at on Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays at 7 o'clock p.m. You can join us on that live prayer line. That's right. Intercessors all over the continental United States are joining up, teaming up together, amen, to intercede and stand in the gap for God's people. And you can join us by dialing 712-432-0075. You know to always have your pencil and paper ready when you come on Moments of Inspiration. 432-0075, area code 712. And the access code is 352-409 and the pound sign. You can always call us immediately after the broadcast, and we'll get that with you. Minister Mirna, what you got on your mind today? What has God given you? We've been in the arena of marriage and the family, and man, we do understand, amen, that God is trying his best through the power of the Holy Ghost to bring people back to a unified state in their marriages. Marriages are dissolving on every side, and many of our young people, divorce, amen, is at an all-time high, even in the body of Christ.
Sure is, Bishop. And it reminded me on we have been watching and looking at the internet, via the internet, how we were seeing these couples. You know, that's why I know that you have to really give over to the things of God. Because in the world, and you hear and see this, it's so much stuff is happening out there. If the man and the wife are getting ready to divorce, before he let her go, he'll kill her and the children. And these are the things that are happening too frequently now. You know, instead of them, you know, can't reason together, or, you know, the wife saying, I don't had enough and, you know, ready to go, he will come in and kill the family and himself. And that's what was happening when we was reading out of somewhere in Oregon on yesterday. It's so sad that these things are happening. I think I've seen two or three stories just this week alone of how they committed suicide. And, you know, before, you know, they let someone else, you know, supposedly get the wife or the husband. And it's so sad. That's the time we're living in, when Satan is on the loose. And, you know, and God never intended for this to happen like this. And it's got to, you know, be stopped.
Praise God. Well, you know, one of the things you got to understand too, Minister Mildred, is that Jesus spoke through the mouth of the prophets, and he said that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And when we fail to acknowledge God in all.
That's right.
You know, he said, in all thy ways,
acknowledge me.
Acknowledge the Lord. And we're living in a society now where many people are not being prepared for marriage. Amen. Many people
That's
are
right.
not. And when I say prepared, I'm not speaking about by what clinical psychologists
yes,
say.
Yes, yes.
I'm not speaking about what the scientists say. I'm not speaking about, amen, the educated derelicts of today. But I'm speaking about the word of God that is
yes.
able to transform our lives from one of mediocrity to one of marital bliss, in which that God intended for this dispensation. People, please take mind and note that the God that we serve is not ignorant to the things that we are constantly advancing in, yet does he not want us to get caught up in the ways of the Egyptians, in
yes.
the ways of the Assyrians, in the ways of the Hittites and the Jebusites. And that's what it represents in the world today, that many of God's people, amen, think just because somebody's got PhD behind their name.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, I hope I ain't stepping on nobody's toes, and I don't
My
mean
Lord.
To do that. Just because they got doctorate behind their name.
Well, you ought to say
And
it.
We think, amen. But let me tell you something. In the days of old, there were young men and women of God, amen, that didn't even have high school education. But
say
you
it.
Know what? I tell you what, and I'm going to say this at the expense of hurting the devil right now. You can have your PhD. Give me somebody with some anointing.
All right.
Uh-huh. Give me somebody, amen, that when they lay hands on me, the devil, amen, has got to take note that,
know,
amen,
that's right.
This is a real man or woman of God.
God.
Give me somebody, some of those old
Stay
mothers years
in
ago,
the presence
that
of God.
Mothers that mm-hmm. years ago, that when they pointed and said something going to happen, you knew to get yourself together because when those old mothers pointed, you saw a certain anointing in their life. But you know what? We done shoved them up in the corners now.
Hey, yes.
We done shoved the old pops up in the corner now because they said they done got old now. Mm-hmm. All we want now, Pop and Mom, is just your little fixed income check.
Yes, it's true.
That's all we need from you now. We don't need no counsel from
no
you right
wisdom.
Now. But let me tell you something. Mm. Give me the old landmark.
Come on now. Go back
Give me
to the old landmark.
And that's what it's going to take, amen, to get, amen, marriages back together.
You better believe
it. It's going to take the counsel and wisdom because one thing about it, we're setting our people up for defeat already. As a matter of fact, yes, we've got preachers that are counseling with them. But it's hard for a preacher to counsel to somebody he's been married two and three times himself.
I know that's right. And it's not to be.
Did you hear what I said?
It's the truth.
It's hard for you to counsel somebody when you've been married two and three and four times yourself.
Amen.
And you see, it's like the pot trying to talk about the kettle. Mm. It's not going to happen. But now, one thing about it, a winner never quits.
And a quitter.
And a quitter never wins. Sure, many are the afflictions of the marriages of people of God. Many things you're going to go through. But Bishop Townsend, he used to beat me. I don't blame you. I would have left too.
Yes.
Bishop Townsend, he was a whoremonger. Well, the Bible freed you up in that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But in the instance, amen, there are a lot of people right now that are going into their marriages, Minister Mildred, and they are defeated right from the start.
From the
amen,
start.
Amen, because the enemy is planted in their mind if it don't work.
Amen.
If it doesn't work. So, but here's what's happening now. Now, not only that, but the enemy is sowing spirits of division
already
between husbands
mm-hmm.
and wives.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Spirits of division that are incorporated. And many of these seeds are sown right up in the church.
Sure is.
Amen. They're sown right up in the church. How do you know that? Amen. Well, I can tell you why. Because when you pull up to certain churches and you see a parking place for First Lady and one for the pastor, that's showing division right there.
Right from the beginning.
That's showing division right there. Amen. Mm-hmm. Subliminally, you wouldn't understand it, but it is hypnotically posting a message in the mind frame of the husbands and wives. Well, I see First Lady got her spot and pastor got his spot.
Hmm.
And so you know what that's sowing in the mind of the parishioners? That you know what? Well, I need my own car and he need his own car. I need my own space, and he needs his own space. No wonder he end up with secretary.
Amen.
No wonder he ends up going places and not taking First Lady with him.
Jesus.
Amen. The spirit of division has come inside the confines of the church already, and when these things began to germinate, Satan's crafty web of deception has already been sown.
Mm, my Lord Jesus.
Amen. So what we've got to do is bring it back, amen, to the place just the way God wanted. You see, Satan was crafty in splitting up Adam and Eve in the garden.
All right.
Remember, he never came to Eve while Adam was there. He didn't do it, Minister Mildred.
Yes.
He caught them by theyself.
Mm.
Amen. Even in the book of Proverbs, it speaks about the wise son where the father is telling him, he said, I knew a young man who was void of understanding.
Mm.
And the whorish woman sat back and peeped him out and said that she caught him by herself. And she caught him and said, look, come on, go with me. The master of the house is gone.
My Lord.
You see, just like Satan is waiting to catch silly women, he's waiting to catch silly men, too.
Hey,
he's an equal opportunist. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. And, Pastor, you're silly if you don't keep First Lady around you all the time as much as possible. Minister Mildred got quiet.
Oh, it's very quiet because it's not happening.
Well, let me tell you something.
Oh, my
Amen.
God.
You need to keep First Lady with you, and First Lady, you need to keep Pastor with you as much as possible. Amen. Because as they said before, a threefold cord is not easily broken. What are you saying? Well, First Lady, you, your husband, and the Holy Ghost become that threefold cord. Pastor, you, First Lady, and the Holy Ghost become that threefold cord. And then the enemy, amen, is not apt to try anything.
Hmm.
Oh, yes, I know. They're going to lie on First Lady and say she's jealous.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't talk to Pastor because First Lady's jealous. Yeah, they're going to say all of
sure.
that. But the truth of the matter is First Lady is watching for the welfare of her husband. See, First Lady can see things, Brother Pastor, you can't see.
My Lord.
And sister, yes, that's right. While Deacon smiling up in your face, Pastor ain't crazy. He sees, amen, that Brother Deacon ain't filled up with the Holy Ghost the way he should be. Mm. And he's trying to earn him some brownie points as well. So you see, the fact of the matter is we are all helpers one to another. Praise be to God. Minister Miller, what else you want to share on that?
Amen. That's so good. It's just you know, Jesus, this institution that he exemplified and brought to, you know, it, no wonder it's the most challenging thing that is happening, you know, today, because if the division in the family, it's, you don't have a chance. If there's a division in the family, once you destroy the family unit, you know, everything else is just going to go haywire. The children going to be just rebellious and everything. And that's why things are happening today. Because of the family structure, it's not intact.
I'm sorry for even interrupting you, because you could have just went on with that. Amen. Even when Satan begins to able to incorporate things inside the church that are designed to destroy family, brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. Make it no mistake that, amen, and I'm going to say this, and let me put this disclaimer. Any views and opinions expressed on this radio station are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of KAYT 88.1 FM. Okay, now, that disclaimer's out there. But let me tell you something. It's no mistake that when we began to see homosexuality and lesbianism rise so that it can become legalized, amen, that it is not a distinct effort to stop the intended family structurization that God intended, Minister Mildred?
Amen.
It is nothing short that Satan knows that population control can be greatly monitored through two men getting together or two women getting together. He understands, amen, that procreation between a man and a woman is greatly diminished if we can put two men together or two women together.
Mm.
Praise be to God. I wish I had time to open up the phone lines to get some input on that. But yet and still, this is what's going on. And so our young children are getting distorted now. Children are being raised up in families where they say, I got two mommies.
Yeah.
I got two daddies. And the saints of God are only concerned about building bigger churches.
And
something bothers me even still when we talk about, oh, man, we're about building the kingdom. But when we think about the kingdom, all we're thinking about, Minister Mildred, is our own kingdom.
My Lord. My God.
We're having a kingdom building a seminar, but the kingdom building seminar is talking about how many dollars we can raise.
That's, dollar bills.
That's highly from the kingdom to me.
My Lord, that's what's going on all over the world.
From the kingdom to me. And God knows that it takes finances.
Yes.
But I also know that Christ said,
yes,
amen, seek ye first
the kingdom of God.
And watch this, though.
And it's righteous.
But he said the kingdom of God is within you.
Mm.
We're spending more time seeking without
than within. All right. You
amen.
Make it plain.
We're running here for a word and running there for a word.
Yes,
and
Lord.
And he has already said the word is nigh thee.
Even in your mouth.
So to the brother and sister that are going through in your marriage,
yes,
the problem is the words in your mouth that are coming out is what destroying your marriage.
My God. Condemning words.
Those words that, you know what, I hate you.
Mm.
The Bible says this, that when we have the fruit of the Spirit, coming from Galatians 5:22.
Yes.
Amen. And I think we got time just to share that, Minister
yes.
Mildred.
Galatians
5:22, amen, to just let our brothers and sisters know that this is what it's going to take, amen, to get our marriage back to the place where God wants it. Because without having this in our relationship
amen.
You got to have the fruit of the Spirit, amen. And so what happens is, if you're not saved.
Yes, Lord.
And you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, being born of the water and the Spirit, amen. Let me tell you something. It takes the Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost.
Now, there are many people still together, but they've been divorced. They just ain't went through the legal work.
Come on. Make it plain.
Amen. But when we really love the Lord, amen.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Let me tell you something. That wife wants to submit to the word of God.
Amen. When you love Jesus.
By what the word of God says to that husband. And that husband, amen, watch this,
yes,
preacher, watch this pastor, watch this bishop, watch this apostle. Amen. It's out of order when the wife is the apostle and the husband is up under the wife.
I know that's right.
That's out of order.
Way out of order.
Amen. Yes, I'm going to say it. That is grossly out of order.
It's not scriptural.
Amen. It doesn't change. Amen. If God made the man the head in the house,
yes, Lord,
he's still the head Oh yeah, Bishop, you're right, but I'm the apostle because God. No, my sister, you're out of order.
Sure, took me in the word.
You're out of order.
It's not in the word.
That's not the. Now here you are. You're the bishop and your husband the deacon.
Hmm.
No, that's out of order.
Yes, it is.
It's time to get the thing. See, when you get the scriptural things back in order,
yes, Lord.
Then we can get the kingdom back in
that's
order.
That's right.
But see, all this kingdom building ain't gonna get right till we get, amen. If the head messed up,
yes, Lord.
Amen. And I'm going to say this, me and my brothers, it's your fault. Because you wanted some bigger tithe. That's why you're ordained, Sister Apostle.
Yes, Lord.
That's why you're ordained a preacher, because you wanted to lock in some tithes and some offering.
Jesus.
And when you did that, you corrupted the word of God. And
yes.
And I'm going to tell you this, you got to give an account for that.
That's right. That's right.
That's why marriages are all out of whack now. Amen. I had to share something with one sister pastor. I said, now, how are you going to tell the other sisters to be subject to their husband when that sister psychologically is being bred that my husband is subject to you?
My Lord.
So she figures that my husband's supposed to be subject to me too. I even told a sister pastor one time, I say, look, you got to be subject to your husband in all things.
That's what the word
says. Your husband is first. That sister told me, said, I don't care what you say. My mama come first. Well, when you think like that,
my Lord,
you're not going to be with your husband long.
God,
you're not going to be with your wife long. Many husbands, amen, put their mamas over their wives.
That's not scripture.
You're not going to be there long.
That's
but
right.
But what does the scripture say in 5:22, Minister Miller?
The word of God says, but the fruit of the Spirit.
Watch this, husbands and wives. You got to have this in your marriage in order for it to make it. The fruit of the Spirit now. It didn't say fruits, but the first one it starts off with is what?
Love.
Love. Brother, you got to love your wife. Wife, you've got to love your husband. The Bible says husband loves your wife as yourself. That's simply saying, man, that listen, don't look. I know you want you to have money in your pocket, don't you? Then you shouldn't mind letting wife have money. Wife, you love money, don't you? You shouldn't mind husband having money. See, there's no monopoly. You can't be selfish. Amen. What you should want them to have, you should want to have for yourself too. Amen?
Man.
Amen. Praise be to God. Now, wife may handle the money a little bit better than husband. Husband may handle it a little bit better than wife. But nobody should want to see nobody with just total control.
Yes.
Love don't operate that way. What's the next one?
Joy. Peace.
The joy is gone in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You know why the joy is gone? The joy is gone because selfishness then crept in.
Yes, Lord.
And until, amen, you get selfishness out and realize that it's not about me pleasing me. It's about me pleasing that wife, me pleasing that husband better than myself. You see, Christ sought to please us by giving his life. And when we seek to please him, we do it as a reflection because he said the church is styled as a bride. Your marriage symbolizes your relationship to God.
Say it.
If your marriage ain't together, your walk with God is not together.
Say it. It's true.
I don't care about you being a pastor. I don't care about you being an evangelist. I don't care about you being a minister. If your marriage is not in order, your church ain't in order.
My God.
Your ministry is not in order. What's the next one?
Peace. Long-suffering.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
long-suffering.
Long-suffering.
He done me wrong.
Jesus.
She done me wrong.
My Lord.
And every chance I get, I'm going to remind her what she did to me. That's not God. That's not God, Minister Mildred. When we going to remind them every time we're not suffering long. What if Jesus reminded you?
Oh, God, we could be in trouble. Long trouble.
Long suffering. Yes. Amen. That I'm willing to forgive you.
Yes, Lord.
As Christ forgave me.
Amen.
I'm willing to not bring it back up in your face because Christ ain't bringing it up in mine. Amen. What's the next one?
Gentleness.
Gentleness. Mm-hmm. Praise be to God. Man, how you think she going to want to love you after you done rough handled her?
Amen.
Huh? Mama, how you think he going to want to go out and buy you that diamond ring and you done called him a little chump and sissy and punks
God.
And all of these things? Sister, you can't treat the man like that and then think that he's going to want to go out of his way to do something for you. Gentleness. We've got to have gentleness in our marriage. What's the next one, Minister?
Goodness, faith, meekness, temperance.
Let's just stop on that faith. Because faith will say that, you know what? I see that wife the way Christ sees
Hallelujah.
Him, as a finished product.
Same thing about
I
the
see
husband.
That husband.
Amen. Amen.
As a finished product.
Praise
the
him.
Way that Christ sees him.
Hallelujah.
And that's what we've got to do with each other.
Amen.
We've got to see each other in that same way.
Not the way that they are, but the way that God said we should be, you know. And that's the way we're going to see them, you know, as the finished product.
Praise be to God. Amen.
Temperance.
Well,
all that.
Praise God. Yeah. Amen. Well, I tell you what. Amen. I just thank and praise God for the word tonight, today. Amen.
Amen.
Minister Middleton, we see that our time is up. Amen. But anything else that you want to share?
Amen. I just wanted to share that just to keep, you know, it's a marriage just means so much to God. And being that it means so much to God, we are concerned about the things that concern him, you know, and we're to do all we can do. And by loving God first and foremost, and that marriage going to get in place. It's going to follow the line because, you know, once you get into Christ Jesus, it'll follow.
Praise God. All right. Well, brothers and sisters, we've got to go in the name of Jesus. Amen. Our closing won't be coming on behind this, but I tell you what, amen. We just thank and praise God for you. And immediately.